The state of Nevada is holding its presidential caucuses this month, on January 19th, to be precise. That's the first time it's been so early. The Democratic Party moved up the date, partly in an effort to give Latinos a voice in the nomination process. They make up nearly a quarter of the population in Nevada, a state that President Bush won by a slim 2 points in 2004. Polls show a growing majority of Hispanic voters are Democrats, and so the party is making a big effort to reach out to them. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
If you want someone to vote, first you've got to get them registered.
Register vote, so it'll take you guys 2 minutes.
Marco Rauda works for the Nevada Democratic Party, and he's at the federal courthouse in Las Vegas the first two Fridays of every month. That's when new citizens are sworn in, and he's there to greet them as they come out. New citizens can also register at the table staffed by Republican volunteers, but Latinos seem drawn more to the Democrats' Spanish language signs and Spanish speakers like Rauda, who signed up Alejandra Nayson.
I really want to be able to, that my vote counts for the next election. And I think all these people can make a difference together if they register and vote.
But Hispanics don't have the clout at the ballot box here that their numbers would suggest. About half are not eligible to vote because they're either under 18 or they're not citizens. Ironically, Marco Rauda is a case in point. He's personally signed up more than 2,000 Hispanic voters in the past 6 months, but he can't vote because he's not a citizen yet.
I've been here since I was 6 years old, since 1988. I've always felt like an American citizen, but I wanted to participate. I wanted to take part in the election process, and I can't be preaching voter registration at the same time and not be registered to vote myself.
He's looking forward to casting his first ballot in November. But in Nevada, even Hispanics who are eligible to vote aren't any more likely to cast ballots than any other voters. Democrats want to change that, and that's why first-term Nevada Assembly member Ruben Kiwin has become such a star.
We tripled Hispanic turnout.
In his district, where he beat the Democratic incumbent in the primary, in part by turning out Latinos who were voting for the first time. The 27-year-old Mexican-born Kiwin says he did it the old-fashioned way, by knocking on the door of every registered Democrat in his Las Vegas district at least twice. Latino voters, he says, respond to the personal touch.
I took the time to write a thank you note to every person that I spoke to at the door. So if I went to the door and I met Mr. Smith and his wife and their dog Sparky, I would go home and put little notes and said, okay, we talked about health care and education. So what I would do is write a handwritten note with my stances on health care and education. And believe it or not, a lot of those people took it very to the heart. And they said, Ruben, just because you took the time to write us a thank you note, we're going to support you.
Kiwin has only been a citizen himself for 3 years, so it's been a heady experience to suddenly have every Democratic presidential contender beating a path to his door, hoping to win the endorsement of that guy who knows the secret of turning out Latino voters.
I had calls from Barack Obama, from Senator Clinton, from John Edwards, from Rail Richardson. Almost every single candidate has visited my district twice.
And Hillary Clinton got his endorsement because, says Kiwin, she was the most popular with his constituents. The state Democratic Party is following Kiwin's example of shoe leather politics. They've nearly quadrupled their staff. They send organizers to neighborhood festivals and even weddings. And they've started a soccer team, Los Demócratas, the Democrats, that plays in the Las Vegas City League. There really is nothing comparable from the state Republican Party. There's one pre-caucus event for Latinos scheduled at a Mexican restaurant with a $20 admission and a Beat the Donkey piñata. For their part, Democrats have held dozens of mock caucuses around the state for free, like this one at Rancho High School in a predominantly Latino neighborhood. Mexican folk dancers stomped and twirled in front of a large crowd that had signs and stickers for their favorite Democratic candidates. Al Martinez, a John Edwards supporter, was there with a friend wearing a big Hillary sticker. Yeah, that's okay, he said.
Yeah, I mean, I got other friends that are Hillary, Obama, and Edwards, and Richardson, all Latino, you know, so it's cool. You know, we don't all agree, but we're all interested in supporting our Democratic Party.
The Democrats are hoping that Latino voters will be just as devoted in November. Knowing that Republicans may be keeping a low profile during the caucuses, but they'll be going all out to win this swing state and the White House. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.